أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we've looked at Surah Al-Furqan, but today I'd like to look at a tick box of behaviors that are associated with those who follow divine guidance. And Allah in Surah Al-Furqan from ayah 63 to 77 calls them Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of the Rahman, those who have submitted to the Rahman, to the most merciful. So the first one is that their way of life is dominated by humility. He says, "Alladhina yamshuna 'alal ardi hauna," they walk on the earth with humbleness. The second one, when they're insulted by ignorance, they punish the ignorance with kindness. It's beautiful. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When they are greeted, or when the ignorant, or those who show signs of ignorance address them, they say peace. And remember, ignorance is not somebody who doesn't know something. It's somebody who is aggressive. Next one. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Their nighttime activity is talking to their Rabb. Number four. They have a powerful vision of the Akhirah. Because the du'as they do, if you look at ayah 65, they say, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Keep away the punishment of Jahannam from us. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. It is a punishment that is a huge loss. They're moderate. Their shopping habits are moderate. Allah says, لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. Neither are they OTT, they don't waste, nor do they shrink the family budget. Number six, they do not commit shirk. They do not associate anybody with God. They do not murder anyone. And murder is not only physical murder. They don't kill anybody's heart. And they don't cheat. It's phenomenal. It's equally offensive, one who kills the body and the one who kills the soul. Number seven, they do not witness falsehood. Number eight, they do not respond to that which is useless or vain. They don't sit in gatherings where there's useless talk. They don't get involved in that useless talk. They leave in a dignified manner. It's beautiful the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts this. He just puts it so well. When they're exposed to the ayat of their Rabb, they listen and they submit. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they do not ignore it. So every verse that comes from divinity, they will sit down and they will listen to it. Number 10, they're very family orientated. I love this. This is a dua that if you forget everything else, it's something you should remember. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّكِينَ إِمَامًا. So their dua is, O our Rabb, grant us in our spouses and our children the joy, the coolness of our eyes, and make us foremost of those who are God conscious. Now remember, the word uses qurrata a'yun, coolness of eyes. See, the desert rider, when he would ride in the desert and there was a sandstorm, he could cover everything except his eyes. His camel had windscreen wipers on his eyes, so that was okay. And when the desert rider got to a place of refuge, like a cave or an oasis or somewhere he could go in away from the storm, he would say, I have reached my qurrata a'yun. I have reached the coolness of my eyes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people, for them, their families are coolness of their eyes. Those are the du'as they do, that we want them to be coolness of our eyes. Totally family orientated. It's phenomenal. And finally, they're always engaged in talking to their Rabb, in du'a, in talking to their creator, divinity. See, the last ayah says, قُلْ سَيْ مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاكُمْ. My Rabb would not care for you were it not for your du'as. Only those who reject the truth do not talk to their Rabb. Absolutely phenomenal. So 11 tick boxes that we can do and say, you know what, I do this. But like I said, more than anything else, that dua should be in every kunut. ربنا حبلنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. And if you forget everything, just remember قرة أعين, coolness of your eyes. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the opportunity to make our families coolness of our eyes and to always engage in du'as with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع.